we're getting closer and closer to Election Day. Hopefully, most of you listening to me are registered to vote. Hey, maybe you already did vote. Perhaps you were one of the people that did the early voting thing. Yep, we've been talking about it ad nauseum, I know. But you can make a difference, and who represents you can truly make a big difference, I think. I've never seen people so upset in my whole life, and I don't care what your stripes are. I don't think anybody's happy when it comes to what's happening with our government, honestly. I can truly say that the entire time, at least, that I've done America Tonight, I've never seen so many people so frustrated over what's happening, whether it's just in their own backyard or what's happening because of things that are going on in Washington. So that's the name of the game, and we're going to be talking about that, obviously, a lot the next couple of days, about the whole voting thing, what's the latest polls, what does it look like that's happening out there, who's getting close, are we going to see some elections that are, some of the election results that are too close to call, so perhaps they even drag in to another week. That may happen in some of the tighter races, I believe. During this hour of America Tonight, we are going to tell you a little bit about what happened in the sports world. Why? Because we've got a World Series going on. Of course, week 8 in the NFL. And I know, as frustrated as many of us are, when we like to kick back and drink a cold one, I mean, that would be lemonade, right? You're probably watching a game. I find that that kind of goes along. If you're politically motivated, your outlet is sports of some sort. So we got sports shorts coming up at the tail end of this hour. But way before we get to that, speaking of politics, it was Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert who decided it would be kind of funny to have a lighthearted type of rally to kind of poke fun at what, and this is what it is, kind of poking fun at what Glenn Beck did a couple of months ago in Washington in the mall. We had so many people that were there for his Hope rally. So this one was billed as Restore Sanity and or Fear. It was held also at the National Mall in Washington. There were a whole lot of well-known people there. And it was all about, is all about the sarcasm or the satire, if you will. Satire is probably the better way to put it. And there was a mock battle with Stewart supporting peace and sanity and Colbert promoting fear before a crowd that stretched about the length of the mall, most of the distance between the Capitol and the Washington Monument. And at one point during the rally's opening, because it was about catching everyone's attention, Colbert was on the screen saying he was trapped in his fear bunker and was worried that no one had shown up. And then he ascended to the stage and all that sort of stuff, kind of in a device that looked like what the Chilean miners were brought up in earlier this month after they had been trapped. And there were a couple of other things that happened that were looked to be pretty funny to me, like the actor Sam Waterston, of course, of Law and Order. He read a poem about Are You Sure? And that was about funnel clouds and anthrax and all that sort of stuff, and was kind of cleverly done. Then there was Cat Stevens and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and the Star Wars robot R2-D2 also were on the stage. So it was kind of that sort of deal. Kid Rock, Sheryl Crow, you get what I'm talking about. And it was this tongue-in-cheek rally. Here's Colbert and Stewart on the rally to restore sanity.
We're proud of ourselves. We're proud of the show we did. And for us, the success of it was the execution of the idea and the intention.
They were there to have fun. They were there to play a game along with us. And then we knew, let's just go out there and try to play our game as hard as we can. Hopefully they enjoy our intention.
All right, and that was it. It was a game, certainly. It wasn't so much about the whole voting thing. It was more about some of the innuendo over things that have happened during the year. Pretty much that was it. And So it was the opposite of what Glenn Beck's rally was about. All right, regardless, though, they did get a lot of people on the mall. Not as many as Beck, but they did get a lot of people out there. The big story that's creating the most water cooler buzz, because I always say America Tonight is the overnight highway live, where we're talking about what's really making you think or making you say, oh, that's hilarious, or, oh, that's scary. Scary doesn't describe it. Here we go again with the possibility of a bomb blowing up a plane midair, and it could be over the United States. Don't know if you caught this, so let's get you up to date. There's a man suspected to be at the center of this plot to send bombs from Yemen to the United States. Ultimately, the goal, it seems, was to blow up some synagogues in Chicago. And the man in question is a Saudi national who's been living in Yemen for the past 3 years. Ibrahim Hassan al-Asari is one of Saudi Arabia's most wanted men, supposedly. They put out a list just like we do in the United States, and he was on the list, and he is an explosives and poison expert. So here's what happened. In the United Arab Emirates and in England, they found two packages with explosives that were destined for the synagogues that I mentioned in Chicago, and they think that he may be linked to the packages. What they found in the packages is something called PETN. It's the same material, if you remember, that was found in the foiled underwear bomb attack in the United States. So basically what it is organic compound that's part of the nitroglycerin family, to describe it the best way. And you know what nitroglycerin is like, right? 6 grams of PETN, they say, could blow a hole in the fuselage of an airplane, just to give you an idea. He was a suspect in that bombing case. So now the intent, obviously, in Saudi Arabia is to try to figure out where he is and all that other sort of stuff. And they've interviewed, I guess, his mother and sisters. And the description by the family is that he just grew up as a normal, well-to-do child. So, you know, here we go again. Always the theory is that it's the most desperate of young men who are turned and grab onto this jihadist kind of way of life. And he certainly wasn't that guy. He started to hang out in some of the camps, though, and apparently that's where he started to learn his craft, and he's believed to be behind it. So that's the main thing. Can they find him? And what other information comes out of it? I think it's pretty scary that these planes could have blown up somewhere over who knows where, and there were passengers on the planes. But luckily, it was thwarted before that thanks to a tip from Saudi Arabia. So yeah, that's a good thing, right? That it was stopped before something horrific happened. All right, some odds and ends. We got a bunch of them. We're going to get to them next.
The winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
America tonight if we weren't talking about Mother Nature? The answer is no. Tomas was weakened to a tropical storm in the Caribbean. And what does that mean? Okay, well, here's some of the details that you might not have heard while you were sleeping, catching up on your rest. Hurricane Tomas weakened to that storm on Sunday night. But check it out. Before that happened, it was just brutal. The way it was looking. In other words, all the speed, I'll call it the speed it was gathering, ripped off a bunch of roofs, and actually where it really, really hit is that they're saying that it tore off roofs and down power lines in the Eastern Caribbean area. You could see the sunken ships, you know, after that storm in Bridgetown, Barbados, for example. There were a lot of boats that were sunk. But they're talking about the fact that it could regain force and veer toward Haiti. You already have 1.3 million people that are living in a tent city where they're so vulnerable and worried about cholera. Can you imagine if this happens with the heavy rain and and the wind? So the maximum winds were 65 miles an hour, just under the threshold for a hurricane. The U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami, where we get all the info, is saying it should weaken during the next 24 hours before it starts to strengthen again around mid-week. And it'll probably strengthen when it's over the Central Caribbean, and that's when Haiti gets hit by the rains from the Outer Bands in the couple of days after that. But it was pretty devastating to Barbados. But Haiti, it would be crippling if it happened in Haiti. Wow. I mean, even here, where it hit, like in St. Vincent, what happened there, you had a couple of people that had to be hospitalized because they were blown off a roof by the winds. They're lucky they weren't flat out killed. And then there was landslides that cut off roads, and it stranded hundreds of people. And, of course, people were looking for shelter because they were plunged into darkness with the power outages. And it's a whole different ballgame when you're on an island, right? Now, here's one. There's an island called St. Lucia, and a lot of Americans go to this island. A lot of Europeans do, too. And high winds also ripped off the roofs there, some of them, including a hospital, a school, and a stadium. Then there was a concrete cross on the roof of an old church that just completely fell over and blocked one of the main highways. And they had 21 hours of sustained rain, just slammed by it. I mean, completely slammed by it. And some of the places that I mentioned, like I said, are places where a lot of Americans go. So Tomas was the 12th hurricane of the season in the Atlantic. Do you believe it? We're already up to 12. And none of them completely devastating. However, definitely causing some damage. And this was the latest one because I think people falling off roofs and things crashing and roads being blocked and rain flooding everything and power outages is be considered pretty serious stuff, right? I wouldn't want to be in the middle of that, and neither would any of you. Guarantee that you wouldn't want to be there. All right, speaking of being in the middle of it, we are in the middle of that midterm elections. Boy, it seems like we have been talking about it forever, doesn't it? I feel like we've been talking about it for years, which, of course, we haven't. But because the impacts of this could be so huge, it really is one of the biggest stories for the past year. Carly Fiorina had lots of money, right? So she's trying to get Senator Boxer's seat, and she's the most, I think she's the most liberal senator anyway, that's out there, and of course in California. So Fiorina had designs from the business perspective of jumping into her seat. Now she's trailing by like 8 points. She was hospitalized, remember, earlier last week. And Fiorina threw out that she truly believes, no matter what the polls say, that Boxer cannot win.
When you are a three-term incumbent senator and you cannot get above 45% of the vote, and she hasn't been able to get above 45% of the vote for an entire year now, you are in deep trouble. We're going to win this race on November 2nd.
All right, she still has a chance. I mean, 8 is not insurmountable. I'm sure that her campaign people don't like to see that. And, of course, California is pretty much Democratic territory, so it would be a big win if she were able to flip Boxer's seat. There was some concern over that, because who would think that you would have the president that would have to go stump for her, which he did at one point. A different perspective on the election. While many of the Republicans feel like there's going to be a big change, the Democrats are equally as excited about the possibilities. Tim Kaine talked about the clear choice that's out there and the fact that the Dems will keep Congress. Take a listen.
Republicans are saying they're going to take both houses. We believe we're going to hold on to both houses, and we're going to see. I'm not going to predict. I believe that we'll hold on to both houses. But the margins will get narrower because the American public isn't a 59-41 nation. The margins will get narrower. I think this is a choice, a clear choice, not a referendum. It's a choice between a Democratic Party that is doing heavy lifting to turn a shrinking economy that the Republicans left us into a growing economy, stopping combat operations on Iraq, and so many other key achievements.
Wow, interesting. He heard what Kaine had to say there, and that's part of what the Democratic platform is. And it goes back to, he was tossing the ball back to really the fall of 2008 and the financial crisis with the banks too big to fail stuff, and then ultimately what the administration inherited. But you can bash Bush all you want, but the one thing you have to be honest about is the whole stimulus thing was a flop. And I don't understand the defending of the stimulus, because the temporary shovel jobs didn't work. And the idea that now these jobs will be there and they'll be parceled out all the way through 2012, I don't get that. I don't understand that. And I don't understand the part where you were wasting money on signs, thousands and thousands of dollars, to tell people, hey, this is your stimulus at work. Because it'd be just as easy to do that without those signs that cut into that budget. And to me, the stimulus, I mean, flat out, did not provide those jobs that it was supposed to provide. So I would say that was a flop, certainly. And it is about the economics, because people look to how they're surviving and how they're thriving, I think, is where the vote is at. You can't help but say, what's in it for me? You have a family, you have a life, you have something you carved out for yourself, and always, or not, I shouldn't say always, but what the sense is that I get is people who think that they played by the rules, paid the taxes, did their mortgage even when it killed them, and then they see these programs that are opened up to people who didn't do that. They don't understand why they're not getting the breaks. They don't understand the Bush tax credits maybe expiring, and the fact that it wasn't fully explained that, oh, yeah, that affects you. So I think there's going to be some blowback on that. How much and what spots we're talking about, I don't know at this point. You see that there's some that are coin flips, and for all the information I've been able to gather, I do believe that the House goes Republican. The Senate is iffy. The Senate could stay Democratic. The House, I would be stunned if it does not flip, because I think it will. All right, speaking of politics, it's worth mentioning this. Do you remember the name Ted Sorensen? If you know anything about politics or even history, you probably remember Sorensen, President JFK's big-time aide and speech writer. He was the guy who put the words in, many of the words, in Kennedy's mouth. He's dead at the age of 82, and he passed away on Sunday. And this was a guy who, like I said, he was the wordsmith for the president. And Sorensen's passing came just as supporters of his friend and boss were preparing to celebrate the 50th anniversary of an interesting moment in history, the election of Kennedy as president, and the speech that still is the greatest collaboration between Sorensen and Kennedy, and the standard for modern, they call it the standard for modern oratory. You know what it is, right? Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Words that I think almost anybody remembers. He died in a New York hospital. Stay with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products that teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
We're going to tell you about the Texas Rangers and the San Francisco Giants. You know, the series between the two clubs hasn't been as highly rated as, I have to say, the New York Yankees. The networks, they never will cop to this, but they always want the Yankees in the middle of it because it makes sense. It's strictly by the numbers. There are so many Yankee fans because New York is our biggest city. And think about it. Think about the boroughs and think about other people that root for the Yankees outside of New York. And that's why you usually arrive at the bigger amounts of people watching, like the Yankees playing Philadelphia, those two big markets, and what the series was for that one last year. In the case of San Francisco and Texas, which I think is a great story because the Texas Rangers haven't been back or haven't even been to a World Series back. They haven't been to a World Series in 50 years in their entire history. And the Giants, even though Don in Wyoming hates the Giants and loves his Oakland A's, they're in sacred territory too. They thought they had it, I want to say it's back in 2002, remember, against the Angels, and it slipped away. And this has been a little bit of a long time coming for them, and they have rabid fans. But it's not translating as much when it comes to the almighty ratings. Anyway, we're going to get to that in sports shorts. But before we do that, let's talk about this here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Check this out. The U.S. Supreme Court is going to hear arguments about the federal court's decision to throw out California's ban on violent games. So it's the first time that there's a case involving what we would call the interactive medium that's gone before the Supremes. It's interesting because what's at stake here, of course, for the people who make the ton of money on it, we're talking, when you talk about games, do you know we're talking about a $20 billion a year industry? So, I mean, this isn't Pong. This isn't the old stuff. This is serious games or what everybody's doing now. Not just boys, the girls are doing it too. So California had a law that would have regulated games more like kind of pornography than movies, and it would have forbid the sale or rental of games that gave players the option of, and this is popular, killing or dismembering or assaulting a human being to anyone under the age of 18. Only retailers would be punished with fines of maybe $1,000 or more anytime there was an infraction, so if they sold the game to someone younger. But the federal court said the law violated, check this out, minors' constitutional rights under the First and 14th Amendments, and the state didn't have enough evidence to prove violent games cause physical and psychological harm to minors. So courts in six other states, like Michigan and Illinois, had come to that similar conclusion, and it struck down the violent game bans. And under California's law, only adults would be able to pick up stuff like Postal 2. That just sounds good, doesn't it? Postal 2. And and some of the other things that are being developed now and are out there, like Grand Theft Auto, and, you know, I think Grand Theft Auto is on like number 5 or something, and whatever the other ones are. So this is what also is, I think, interesting to me. The average age, how many of you play video games? The average age of gamers is 34 years old. So there's going to be close attention to what the Supreme Court decides here. And there's a group called the Entertainment Consumers Association. They lobby on what they call on behalf of gamers. And they're actually rallying outside the Supreme Court building like Tuesday, I think, to try to send a message to people who are gamers to unite. Okay, here's the thing. Uniting gamers? Are you kidding? The gamers are focused on the games. The real true gamers are not very social. They don't care. They're focusing on the gaming. So I don't think they're going to get to rally them. I'm wondering what do you think about that? Do you think the Supreme Court strikes it down? What do you think happens here? This is actually a really big deal because of where video games are now and the First Amendment. But so do you think we're going to stop violent video games? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say they're not going to stop violent video games. And I don't think the Supreme Court, be interesting to see, I don't think the Supreme Court is, I think they're going to stick with the throwing out the ban on the violent video games. I think they're going to go along with that because it'll come down basically to the Constitution, even though, I mean, some of these games are just, I'm sure, outrageous, ridiculous, and sick. But, you know, then if it's younger kids, it comes down to the whole parental thing. Come on, give me a break. Parents need to be parents and, you know, tell your kids, have an interest in what they're doing. How about kicking them in the behinds and getting them outside to run around a little and get some exercise instead of honing in constantly on the computer, which I don't think is healthy anyway. As much as the computer has provided some great things, you got these kids that just, they have no idea. They don't go out and, they don't go out any longer and shag balls, or are they playing stickball, or are they running around playing tag? I don't get it. It's like a nation of softies is what we're creating, and socially inept people. All right, let's move to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, nation of softies. You're not kidding. They don't want to get away from the computer screen. They don't want to build plastic models anymore. You remember building plastic models?
Oh, are you kidding? Of course, you remember. And you know the kind of games we played? I guarantee that we played similar games, like Sinking the Battleship and whatever. You played it outside, or you were in the clubhouse, or you were somewhere.
We ran around. We played war, and we fired at each other with guns made out of sticks. And if you saw kids doing that today, they tried to lock them up. And we didn't, so in my case, all of my friends, none of us are murderers or killers or guns.
Yeah.
Nuts, except for me, but that happened only after 9/11. but I'll disagree with you. I don't know what the Supreme Court's going to do as far as if it hews to the First Amendment. I think it's going to hew to the green, which really means the money. Because the game, you were right with being cynical about lobbyists for gamers. Those lobbyists are for the game manufacturers.
Yeah.
Sony and the rest of them, the PlayStations, they're billions and billions of dollars. I've been reading about how the increase of gaming has gone up as a percentage, and that's not for gamers. It's for the manufacturers, and they're going to use every hook they can to say, look, you can't, you know, restrict us. They've lost before. I don't have any cases in front of me, and I'm no expert, but I would think that there may be like a half and half. California wants to do something. But I mentioned to you this man, this gentleman's name, many times before. He's an he does an editorial work. Well, he does work for Police Magazine, or they quote him. I'm sorry. He wrote a book called On Killing, The Psychological Effects of, you know, the Military. His name is Lieutenant Colonel David Grossman. And a lot of police officers or military people listening, they'll know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. David Grossman wrote a book, and he basically said they get people they're desensitized to killing by using video games. And he's been saying it for more than 10 years, that mm-hmm. we should at least try to get the kids away from it. But you know as well as I do, you know, it's they'll just say, oh, you're blaming everything but the bad parenting. That could be true. But his book On Killing, that's the name of it, On Killing, read it. It's like it's amazing what they do to get the body count up and get the troops to kill, and they just, you know, it's part of the, you know, the military industrial complex to desensitize mm-hmm. the kids. On that particular point, just to get away, I just read something that Napolitano signed in something into an effect where the NSA is going to allow the military to you know, join with local and state police to monitor the internet and follow American people. Just is very similar to what we talked about last week about England checking all of your emails and your computer and your phone. This is we have a police state here, Kate. It's just sad. What I heard that actually on shortwave, and I read about it, that Napolitano, Homeland Security is about the American people. And I know I'm parroting this other conspiracy theorist, but it's not about the Muslims. It's about us. There was even a caller before your show came on. I listened to Cunningham. He has a radio show. And there was a fellow from the military who was a bomb expert, and he was complaining that the news media shouldn't be telling the people how they're doing this. But I think those things were put on the plane just to see what the reaction was going to be. And he basically said that this was not me. This was a bomb expert from the military, and he was a police officer. He didn't want to say too much. But he said the PETN and the explosives from Yemen, this is the stuff that we use, we being the American military. So, you know, I didn't say it. This is a professional. Now, we know he could have been calling from anywhere. It's just that...
I'm going to have somebody on to refute that. I'm going to have somebody on to talk about that, which would be interesting.
Sure.
And to see where he... Because I'm going to have somebody on that's going to talk about that very same thing later this week as to what we should believe and, you know, right. where was that something that you think that was planted, or did this directly come from an Al-Qaeda link? So we'll see where we go with that. I mean, I think it's scary. I think it's scary that it's sort of loose and fast with people's lives, because what if you happen to be on one of those planes?
And then what about the body scanners? That didn't do anybody a lot of good. You know what I mean? We can talk about that. And
I agree. I'm totally... Not for the body scanners. And then the problem is, thanks, Mark, the problem is the enhanced pat-downs. We've talked about that, too, that even there was the CNN producer who was just driven to tears because she felt so violated, and it was all because she had an underwire bra and had to be patted down in an unbelievable way. All right, coming up next, we got sports.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only
only will you see these fascinating energizers,
but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Vedini.
Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Quick drop, being rushed, dumps it off there. Scrolls got it at the 10, 5, blasting his way to the 1, to the pylon. He's right on the pylon. He is in! Touchdown! San Diego, lightning bug, got it done!
Gerard back out of the gun, blitz, screen left to the 10, to the 5, dancing to the end zone. Touchdown, Mike Thomas. Gerard half roll to the right. Pumps, looks back for a throwback left. Left side of the end zone. That's caught for a touchdown by the tight end Mercedes Lewis. He got away from Keith Brookie. It's a whooping.
Back to pass Grossman. Steps up, gets hit, gets sacked. The ball is loose. And it's picked up by one of the Lions. It's a Dominican Sue. And he goes in for a touchdown. What a disaster.
Moss to the near side left. Now Favre comes up, says something to his center, takes the snap, back to throw, looking left, fires left, and it is batted away, intended for Randy Moss. The penalty marker is down. Penalty marker down in the end zone. And Favre is slow getting up, he's on his hands and knees. Back at the 14. Brady back to throw. Play action. Looks. Gonna have to get rid of the football. Now rolls around. Fires down the field. Caught. Hey, to the 40. 35. 30. To the inside of the 25. 20. 15. 10. 5. Have it. Touchdown.
Moore comes in motion. Resets right side. Play action. Here's Freeze. For Moore. In the end zone.
Wow, there were some strange games. I know I sound like I'm parroting myself because every week it seems like there's some strange games in the NFL. But week 8 proved to be just the same pattern, right? Green Bay and the Jets. What a goose egg the Jets laid. So this game, Green Bay 9, the Jets zip. Isn't that crazy? And then you heard San Diego there. San Diego over Tennessee, 33-25 was the final in that one. The Raiders doing the damage to Seattle. This was a humiliating score, 33-3. How about Pittsburgh? Not so fast on the Pittsburgh bandwagon. Steve Budin joins us every week from Sports Info, and he's going to come back up this week. We'll talk to him about that. He was real high. I mean, so was I on what was going to happen with Pittsburgh, and certainly the Steelers have a chance to still be in a position where they're in the playoffs. But, boy, the Saints had their number. Drew Brees did anyway in the end when it counted. 20-10 was the final score there. You also heard Minnesota and what happened with the Vikings. And this was a big game. And of course, everybody's worried, or not worried, but wondering about what was going to happen with Randy Moss, because here he was seeing his old team. So New England in the end, score-wise, 28-18, but that doesn't tell the story, because Favre and the Vikings had their chances and blew it. And was it about coaching Brad Childress, or what was it about mistakes? What happened there? And in the end, who ends up with stitches in his chin? That would be Brett Favre. Yep, he is like the wounded warrior. And another loss for the Vikings, who are absolutely struggling. And then I saw this quote from Randy Moss, who was just gushing over the Patriots and was ripping Brad Childress for the way he coaches in Minnesota. You got to think that that's going to create some bad blood there. What's the scoop on that one? Matt, you know, you obviously in the mothership are concerned about what's happening with the Vikings and what direction they're headed in this season. At the beginning of the year and looking at the preseason mags and the predictions and everything else, I don't think anybody would have thought the Vikings would have been clipped like this the way they have been, and this was yet another loss.
Yeah, it has not been a good season so far, and there's some rumors swirling around that Brad Childress may get fired and Leslie Frazier would become the head coach, which I would be all in favor for. Leslie Frazier is going to be a head coach in this league probably within the next year anyways, and the same thing happened before with Mike Tomlin. We let him go instead of firing Childress and hiring him, and he goes to Pittsburgh, wins the Super Bowl. I think Leslie Frazier is a very competent guy, and I would be all in favor of it, although it's just rumors out there, so I don't know if it's actually going to happen. And I'd be very surprised to see them fire him in the middle of the year like this when there's still time to turn around. But you never know. And I think, I don't know, it's just kind of a sad state of affairs right now in the Purple Land.
Yeah, Purple Land isn't the only place where it's bad. Oh, the one thing about the Vikings, the fourth and goal try from the 1 yard out at the end of the first half, what was up with that?
And that was the second time he's done that within the last couple of games. And both times it's bit us in the butt, because if you can get a field goal there, then later in the game we're only down one score and it totally changes the game.
Oh, absolutely. And so that was the only bungled play calling and crazy things that happened, certainly game wise with the Vikings and what happened with them. How about the Dallas Cowboys? Oh man, the Dallas Cowboys. They're now 1-6. They were throttled. I mean, absolutely throttled by the Jags. What, this team is like rudderless. You know, Matt's talking about maybe Childress would be fired, but might not be likely in the middle of the season. Would it be likely that Wade Phillips would get the axe, even though Jerry Jones seems to defend him? Here it is again at home, and yes, Tony Romo's out and Kitna's in, but would you think you would see a score as lopsided? It was a lopsided game, too, if you watched it. 35-17, that was what the final score was in that game. And like I said, now pretty much you can put a fork in the Dallas Cowboys. I don't see how they're going to turn this around. And what's going on with Denver? Another loss for them. San Fran, 24-16 overseas, no less. And then you've got another loss by the Buffalo Bills. Kansas City Chiefs using a lot of your young players. They're having a much better season, 13-10. I know there's a lot of people that are Chief fans listening. You should feel pretty good about the Chiefs this year, especially on the heels of what happened last year. But it was a crazy week 8, and of course, we've got Monday Night Football coming up. And Monday Night Football is the game of the week as far as nail the score is concerned. So we still might have a winner this week. That would be exciting. I'm hoping, I've got my fingers crossed that one of you, because really a lot of people called in this time around for nail the score, and And this may be the one that one of you clinch it. We'll see. And I won't spoil it, but we'll see what happens on Monday. We'll all be watching, I'm sure. All right, let's quickly move from that to what happened with the Giants and the Texas Rangers World Series. The Giants now, I'll just say this, are one win away from the title. Here's what it sounded like.
Swinging, there's a high drive deep down the right field line. If it's fair, it's gone. It is a home run! A two-run homer for Aubrey Huff, and the Giants have a 2-0 lead. And a swing and a high drive into deep center field. Going back, Hamilton still going back. At the warning track, at the wall, it's gone! A home run for Buster Posey, just to the right of the 404-foot marker in extremely deep left center field. That ball got airborne and just would not come down.
Yeah, it would not come down. And it was a rough game for the Texas Rangers, and you just have to hand it to the young rookie Bumgarner for the Giants and how he pitched. And we'll see if Cliff Lee can stop the bleeding, because now it's just one game, and the Giants could win on Monday and just shut the door on the World Series. And their fans, a lot of their fans, traveled to Texas, and they may be celebrating in enemy territory. Cliff Lee was terrible last time out. He was shellacked in Giants territory. How does he do in front of a home crowd? You would have to think a little bit better. Also, let me throw this out. Oregon and Auburn kind of swap spots, you might say, if you're a college football fan. I've been watching a little college football, just a little bit, on top of the BCS standings, and Boise State was passed up this time by TCU. I love watching TCU. I've actually been to a couple of these games. The Ducks are 8-0, and they moved into first place for the first time this season, which will be interesting to watch what happens there. Auburn, 9-0, grabbed the top spot last week, and then Oregon caught up after beating Southern California. That score, I watched a few highlights from that one, 53-32. So how about that? And, you know, we still can make that argument. We see these teams we're watching. Who is going to play the top game? And who's going to play in the championship game, too? January 10th in Glendale, Arizona. Ducks, Tigers, seems like they're in control at this point. But anything can happen because there's still a lot of football to be played on the Texas side, too. Can't wait to see what happens between the Texans and the Colts on Monday night. I had the Colts in this one, 34-27. Matt Johnson, our technical maestro, of course, took the opposite, 27-21. And it was kind of a mixed bag with the rest of you. Maybe you're going to clean out our prize closet. Good luck to everybody on Nail the Score.
Matt, shame on you. Shame on you for playing dumb. Let me tell you.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.